ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Goodbye, Jay. I love you. Goodbye, Jay.
Aww.
That's Mama on the Tonight Show.
Don't move it. Hold it still so people can see it.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Everybody can see that's just listening on the radio? There you go. All right. Jay Leno's last show last night.
Yeah.
That was, he really is truly one of the nice guys. That was him having me on the show, despite the fact that I was going to be his fearsome competition with my late night show in 1995.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'll take my chances.
I think he saw the writing on the wall.
Hey, hand that brick out for you.
Hey, go ahead, Booker. Hey.
Later today, Tammy Bonaducci.
Was that 96?
I'd be surprised if she gets 13 weeks.
Was that 96, 95?
95.
95, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Aw.
Aw. We love you, Jay. He teared up last night.
He got really emotional. We have some of the sound bites from it.
I remember he called into my original radio show back in the day, and my because we were doing a joke contest one night, and my screener hung up on him because he didn't think the joke was good enough.
Oh.
It's like, oh, that is a, first of all, terrible Jay Leno impression. Secondly, that joke. Yeah. All right. So lots to get to today. Big show. Clay Aiken on the big show.
That's right.
Of a former American Idol.
In just
and
a little bit.
Could be a congressional idol. Running for Congress from the great state of North Carolina.
Wouldn't be the first reality star to be in Congress.
Right.
Sean Duffy is another one.
That's right.
Real World Boston.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He, however, is a doofus. And
yes.
Clay Aiken
is
awesome.
Yes.
All right. Dean Obladi.
Obadala.
Right, exactly. With some great stuff. And sexy liberal John Fugelsang for Fridays with Fugelsang in hour number 3. What?
I think you promised something for today.
What's that you say? When I say sexy liberal, did you say what announcement? What?
Chicago, in the coming months, let's see where we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of... Let's make this a year of sexy liberals. That's what most Americans want.
That's right. Land of Lincoln, home of our president. On April 26th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is making its triumphant return to Chicago.
It should read, tonight only...
Stephanie Miller.
Triumphant return.
John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and progressive radio and television star Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and at the Chicago Theater box office. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's own twist on Chicago-style politics.
Politics ain't beanbag.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, live April 26th at the Chicago Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Huh?
Yep.
Did I promise a big one?
You did.
The big one. By the way,
what?
Last night, just last night, breaking news, Jim Ward joining Sexy Liberal in Phoenix next Saturday night.
Nice.
As your master of ceremonies.
Sweet.
After very tense negotiations, I can report. And you will be there.
I'll be there.
And you'll be there. And you'll be there. All right. Next Saturday, selling out very quickly at the Orpheum in Phoenix. Very first 2014 Sexy Liberal Show. Very excited. Whole new show.
We're coming
whole
to Fred.
Show.
The Orpheum. Orpheum.
Jim is furiously looking for the cocktail napkin on which he wrote my James Lipton intro for the Seattle Sexy Liberal. He'll find it. He and Carlos may do a dueling Woody Allen's. Highly inappropriate.
That's right.
I don't mean to be facetious or didactic, but...
By the way, he's going to have a response, and now I'm like, oh, God, all right, you know what, you're right. I've had enough of this. I can't. Why did we pick this rock up? It's just, love letter from Lindsay. You know, there's a pre-sale. The fine folks that are members of the Chicago Theater or, you know.
Whatever.
Okay.
They got to buy tickets yesterday. I would hurry, because the box office did explode.
And Roland sent a message this morning saying they had to reduce the number of VIP tickets.
Yes.
So if you want a VIP ticket.
You better hurry.
Get on
it
now.
Yes, because we listen to our fans, and last year was a bit of a madhouse.
Yes.
There were a lot of people in the VIP, so we're trying to make it more VIP-y.
Right.
Right. And also not be greedy pigs. Like if we were the right wing sexy tour.
Right.
We would be greedy pigs.
Yeah. So if you want the meet and grow tickets, get on it now.
Right. Right. Lindsay writes, Steph and crew, I already brought my pre-sale tickets for the Chicago event. I'm so excited and 6 months pregnant, so I may pee my pants. Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Of course, when I got the presale notice from Chicago Theater, I literally squealed with glee, and then I saw the date, at which point I will be 9 months pregnant.
Oh, dear.
At first, I was depressed, not wanting to shell out money for an event I could potentially miss if I go into labor, but then I thought, screw it. You owe yourself one really fun night, pre-baby number two, plus I'm not due till May 6th. Hold it, Missy. Hold your water.
That's really
so
close.
There's hope I that can hold be, out. There's hope I can hold out. Perhaps I could actually laugh myself into labor, which would be kind of cool. Lindsay, do it. We had, last year Chicago Theater, we had people get engaged.
That's right.
Grant and Vivian. Grant asked Vivian to marry him at Chicago Sexy Liberal.
So
it was amazing.
Maybe instead of the teabagging demonstration, you have live
water birth.
We have never
stage.
Had a live birth. Yeah. Lindsay, do it.
Have her break her water over your face instead of like a teabag.
There we go.
Chris, really? What? Really? Really?
Instead of a teabag?
Must you make everything beautiful in my life dirty and gross? I am keeping my fingers crossed and squeezing my vagina shut so the baby stays in and I don't miss you.
Cross your legs.
Women have a way of shutting that whole thing down.
Right,
they need
right.
to wait for Sexy Liberal. She obviously could not, Mike Huckabee was right, she could not control her libido. And now look. Can't wait, now I have two reasons for spring to come, seeing you and meeting my new baby. Well, clearly Sexy Liberal comes first. Lindsay, if you don't mind, if you could make those events coincide, that would be awesome sauce. Okay. All right. So that happened. All right. Anyway, so, yeah, by the by, so Phoenix next Saturday, the very first Sexy Liberal. Then because you know what?
What?
Madison, road trip, because Madison's been sold out for a long time. There you go. Madison in March is sold out. Come on up to Chicago in April. Albuquerque in May. Breaking Bad for Albuquerque in May. Jim, are you all right?
What's going on?
Are you and Fred is, like, getting
tearing,
undressed? Or
tearing my shirt with his claws because he wants me to
Fred and Jim's love has gotten a little more, you know, they need to
intimate.
Get a,
yeah.
They need to get a room upstairs or something. All right.
I know a great motel that they could get a room at.
If I stop petting him for like 3 seconds, he's like,
yeah. You need to go back to broadcasting school because that is the worst, most ham-handed setup. God, I was going. What, am I not Queen Segway? Was I about to segue to the Olympics starting today?
Sure.
And thank God the hotels are ready.
Lord Vedit Maspa, this is Tom Boputin for Motel Sochi. As you prepare to travel to most excellent Winter Olympics ever to be held in Russia, be sure to remember that only one major hotel chain gives you room for less rubles than the rest. At Motel Sochi, we have lobby, hallway, room, heater, seat, and toilet.
Ooh.
Many of these in same hotel. We have saying in Russia, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Also, if it is broke, don't fix it. And if you're tired from Aeroflot flight or possibly 3-hour cab ride in Russian Trabant car, you will be glad to settle in comfortable room, which you will save money on if you help us paint it. So come enjoy most magnificent stay at Motel Sochi. If we have electricity, we leave light on for you.
Rocky Mountain Mike in the house.
That was funny.
What's for dessert? Paint chips. Okay.
Ew.
Thanks. All right. That was funny because they're not really ready.
No.
God.
No.
Oh, although, guess what? I think the terrorists are already there, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they blow stuff up, who can tell? I mean, how do you know?
He's normal.
I mean, God forbid, but what? Everybody keeps saying, why did, I don't understand why they picked Russia for this.
I'm sure there was a lot of homophobic,
dog-killing bastard people.
I'm sure a lot of money exchanged hands.
Lots of rubles.
You think so?
Yeah.
And then, did you see this, whatever the crazy snowboard thing is? So Sean White is out, Flying Tomato.
Right.
Because it's too dangerous.
No. He said no. Yeah. This isn't built right.
Right.
Wow.
Even the construction on that was bad. He's like, I'm a crazy snowboarder, but I'm not that. Because a lot of people were getting injured. One guy.
He jammed his wrist.
One guy broke his collarbone, he's out of the Olympics. Yeah. And, yeah, there have been several people injured.
Problem?
They're like, yeah.
Ski jump goes straight down.
Yeah.
With no.
What you need.
You know
what's
crazy?
Jump.
When a snowboarder goes, that's some crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, people are.
I'm not. No.
That's, yeah. Yeah,
it's like skydiving without a chute.
I mean, that's a big deal. He's like the number one snowboarder in the world, and he's like...
Computer says no.
Niet. He just said niet.
Ничего.
To the, what is it called? Snow slope? event. It's a new event, something.
It's new? There's a new event?
Well, it's new now with like 75% more danger kind of snowboarding. It's some sort of... He's doing half pipe. Yeah.
But right. He'll do half pipe.
Yeah.
You can't screw that up. No. Too bad.
If you only have quarter pipe.
Can I just say, almost every Winter Olympic sport looks insane. Luge? Who thought of that? Really?
You know what's worse is skeleton. Because luge, you go down feet first. Skeleton, you go down face first.
Face first. Right. What could possibly go wrong?
Here's my thought. How did you get the first guy to do that? The first guy that ever...
He probably just slipped and fell, started sliding down face
I'm
first.
I'm sure it had to do with actual transportation in Sweden, you know,
right.
back in the olden days.
Here's what I was thinking. How about we make this really icy and really fast, and then you lay down...
Face first.
In a steel thing that's going to go... How fast does it go?
Speed of light.
Yeah.
And how about that? Let's see how that goes. What do you think?
And the sled part has those curves that come up to a point and point right at you.
Right,
so
back
if it
at you.
Stops
right your eyes.
Fast, then you go through those points.
Right. It's like Rand Paul's libertarian paradise.
Right.
Why shouldn't you be able to have a dashboard made of spikes if you want to?
I don't want the government to tell me that I can't go sliding down face first into steel pointy things.
No government regulation at the Russian Olympics, boy.
Nope.
Woo!
Helmet. Who needs helmet?
Yikes.
Earmuffs. Only earmuffs.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not a security expert, but was it a good idea to go, we will close Ring of Steel at...
Terrorists, get in before
hour.
This time.
It's like, okay, well, I think I'll get a job on the inside then.
And I was watching a report on ABC News this morning. A lot of the people that they're depending on to guard this Ring of Steel haven't been paid yet.
Oh, that's
bitter, bitter, badly screened. Awesome. Perfect.
They're not, and they're like sleeping six people to a tiny room.
This is like Get Smart. I mean, it's just.
And don't even get me started on the dogs. Yeah. I can't even. I mean, seriously. They're, like, poisoning them. You know what an awful way that is to die? They're shooting them. Like,
A lot of people from the West are coming into Sochi and setting up makeshift shelters for these dogs.
This is in the New York Times, racing to save the stray dogs of Sochi. I wish I could go. I wish you people were competent enough to hold down the fort here so I could go rescue some dogs.
We held down the fort quite nicely when you were in the hospital. Thank you.
I'm going. I'm going to get in that Ring of Steel and get me some dogs. All right, 18 minutes after the hour.
Dog sled made of actual dog.
Max and Fred can hear you. 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along on a Friday Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
There we go.
Okay. Whoa, awesome, totally awesome. All right, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your hell, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Calling audible. Thank you. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. This is just rehearsal, right? This isn't live.
No.
Okay, awesome. 1-800-
Live?
Yeah. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Sure.
All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Clay Aiken coming up in just a few minutes
at the
bottom of the hour to talk about his congressional run in North Carolina. Very, very exciting. It's a very exciting day. All in all, the big Chicago Sexy Liberal announcement just moments ago. Box office just opened in Chicago for the April 26th Sexy Liberal, the 2014 show. Very, very exciting. Whole new show. And then also, this just in.
What?
You know how we have a... I don't know if I've ever mentioned before that we have an audio podcast.
We do.
Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance.
And that's a bargain.
Right. Or if you have a fear of commitment, $7.95 a month.
Yep.
This just in. The Steph Videocast.
What?
Right?
What?
It's an... Okay, it is an hour, commercial-free highlight hour of the show, in case you don't get Free Speech TV, or even if you do and you just want to savor us longer.
Say what?
Exactly.
Now the Stephanie Miller Show is on TV.
There is nothing wrong with your television set.
And now you can enjoy on-demand Steph, Jim, and Chris in video.
Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
It's a one-hour best-of commercial-free version of the Stephanie Miller Show on Free Speech TV.
Television is most certainly here to stay.
Only $9.95 a month or $79.40 if you buy a year in advance. To sign up, just go to stephaniemiller.com/register.
Because you're on television, dummy.
Stephanie
Yay!
Hey, thank you, Rocky Mountain.
And
Mike.
With that, if you download it to like your iPhone or whatever, and you have an Apple TV, you can push it to your TV and watch the hour of the video podcast on your TV.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yes, we're portable.
It's
exactly.
Portable. Take it to the gym. Take it to your office.
Right. iPhone, iPad,
yep.
Whatever. Jim, you had a great slogan. Yes, I'm sure we've all forgotten it because we are drunk. Because it's Friday. If you don't get it, you don't something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, no, it's
right.
I'm paraphrasing Steve Allen. We talked about when he was doing the Tonight Show in the 50s.
Right.
Do they get you in Boston? Well, they see us, but they don't get us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Stephanie Miller, I don't get it. Right. In case you don't get it, if you don't have DirecTV or Dish or whatever, and you want to see us, and Max and Fred, who are so handsome and romantic. All right. You can get the video cast now. Oh, yeah. New technology. It's just mind-boggling. I'm getting tons and tons of emails about how awesome the ProgressiveVoices.com, the TuneIn app is.
That's right.
I have it on my phone. You put it on for me right here.
That's right.
Because I will not be chained to right-wing wacko AM talk radio anymore.
That's
like
right.
Anthony. Anthony says, hello, Mama. I listen to you on Progressive Voices Radio on TuneIn. I'm glad you're there. Thank you. Don't go nowhere. I'll keep listening. Peace.
Don't
no matter
nowhere.
What occurs.
Don't
no matter what occurs. Nowhere. No matter where I go, he will find me.
Yeah.
And he did. Yeah,
I will
awesome.
Find you. Yep. And the TuneIn radio app is free. Just download it to yep. your phone. Search Progressive Voices and add that channel to your app, and you can listen to us all the time.
I go hiking. I put it in my little armband. I take it in my car. I still haven't figured out how you can hear it in your car except through the phone, which is fine.
Really?
I have an old car because, as you know, I don't go anywhere. I have like a 2006 or something.
Oh.
Anyway, so I'm not sure, and now that's broken.
No, you probably need to upgrade your car or your head unit.
Right, exactly.
In
so,
order
I can hear
to
it, so I can hear it through
Bluetooth
the
Bluetooth streaming speakers. Is how you would do that.
Right.
You said head unit.
All right. So the president, we were just talking about the Sochi Olympics, of course, starting today. Oh, that's a comforting headline. Terrorists could already be inside Sochi.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay.
I think the Russians have an enormous stake, obviously, in preventing any kind of terrorist act or violence at these venues, and they have put a lot of resources into it. We're in constant communications with them, both at the law enforcement level, at the military level, at the intelligence levels.
But, of course, as we know, there are no homosexuals.
No homosexuals.
No.
Lockdown on the homosexuals.
Except for the famed Russian lesbian group Tattoo, which is playing at the opening ceremonies, or played at the opening ceremonies.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that slip through?
See?
The security's not very tight.
No.
Really? The opening? They let a couple leses in?
Yeah.
All right, Pootie.
No terrorists, no homosexuals. Don't worry.
Except for Tattoo.
I didn't mean the girls.
Of course. Oh, and they make no bones about them being lesbian.
Right.
And loving
I did not mean
kiss on each other.
Hot
and,
girl on girl.
Yeah.
Hot devotchka on devotchka.
Right.
Good.
Right.
And they have the whole Catholic schoolgirl outfit thing going on.
Oh,
hot,
nice.
Hot, hot, mm-hmm. hot, hot.
Not the one that you used to wear. The
no.
Same.
No.
Not the, no, not the plaid no. jumper with
no.
the afro.
No, they have slutty
and the
ones.
And the unibrow. Oh, God. Trust me, any man that has that fantasy, if they saw me in grade school, yikes. Ugh. Yikes, yikes. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Clay Aiken, former American Idol, present congressional candidate for North Carolina, joins us next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
An influx of hormones
that we can't control will overpower our better judgment and drive us to pursue
Stephanie Miller.
Against our will.
Stop talking like that, Jimmy. You're going to give me nightmares.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. I don't know if you saw his video announcement, but it was amazing.
It was.
Clay Aiken announces candidacy for Congress in North Carolina's 2nd District. He joins us now. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I loved your whole statement. It was so awesome.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, talk to us about, because obviously, you know, we were saying, Sean Duffy, the reality star, is in Congress. You know, because people go, oh, a celebrity. But, I mean, you have this amazing background where you were a special ed teacher for students with autism. You've had a lot of life experience beyond how people know you from American Idol, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, doing the singing thing and the entertainment thing was always actually just a plan B for me, to be completely honest. I had planned on being a teacher and maybe being an assistant principal at some point if I was ambitious.
Yeah, right.
And I ended up taking a different path, obviously. And I took that path, I think, in large part because of the people here in North Carolina who were so supportive of me throughout that process in the early years. And now I have this microphone and platform, and I've wanted to try to use it over the past 10 years to speak up for folks who I thought were not being heard, kids with disabilities, kids in other countries, and I feel it just as important, if not more important, to speak up for the people who put me in this place in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember the National Inclusion Project you founded. You've done a lot of activism, like I said before. You know, you don't sort of, this isn't as random as some people might think, right?
Well, you know, I said early on, I kind of believe early on that me being an entertainer was a really lucky thing to happen to me. I mean, I was really fortunate. I'm certainly not the type of person I think most people would expect to be a singer, to be a famous singer at least. And I got there, through grace and the generosity of other people. And I don't think you can get to a place where you have that sort of platform and not, you have two choices. You can use it for yourself or you can use it to better the world, and my mama told me to better the world, and so I tried right after Idol to start that organization and have been successful with it because I realized that I'm not alone here on this planet.
Yeah.
Well, and you had worked with UNICEF, traveling to war zones, Afghanistan, Somalia, and all that previously, right?
Right. Well, I've done that I did that after Idol also, so, speaking up for kids with disabilities was important to me because I had that background, and UNICEF wanted me to help them speak up for kids with who were not being heard in developing nations, and I had some real eye-opening experiences and opportunities there to see what the needs of these children were, and to come back and to speak with government officials about it in those countries, and to speak to people here in the U.S. about those needs also.
Clay, my 91-year-old Republican mom lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. I actually have a lot of family there. It's a really important state. It's purple, pretty much. I mean, it's interesting. A lot of what you say in your statement is about, when you announced, is about, you know, solving problems that maybe not necessarily, one party or the other is better at.
Nobody is completely 100% on the far end of either side of the spectrum. I can promise you, if I sit down with your mother, even though she's a Republican, she and I will find plenty of things to agree on.
She would love you, and you would love her homemade vegetable soup. I'm just saying. I'll see if I can set that up.
You know what? I went to school in Charlotte. I know how to get there. So you tell her I may be by. But nobody lives on either end completely.
That's
political.
Right.
We all live somewhere in the middle. We all moderate somewhere. And the problem, I think, is, and what ticks me off, and I imagine you off, and I think everybody in the country off, is now we've got people who sit on the very edges of both sides of the political spectrum, and they are the ones who are representing us in Congress, and they're not talking to each other because they're going to do it their way, and no other way is allowed. And that's not the way I remember growing up and seeing government work. You know, people in Washington have had ideological disagreements since the dawn of time, but even in the most contentious periods, in my lifetime, when the 90s, when you had Gingrich versus Clinton over there, they figured out ways to come together and work together and find solutions that met in the middle ground. And in the last 3 years, really, we haven't seen much of that. We've seen a lot of obstructionism. We've seen a lot of finger-pointing and blaming. And it seems to me, you know, it seems to me that even when the other side has a relatively good idea, nobody wants to admit it because really the only thing we're here to do is save our own butts our own jobs.
Right, it's all gotcha.
What we should be doing. We shouldn't be saving politicians' jobs. We should be saving people's jobs, Americans' jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all gotcha these days. I'm actually sitting here talking to you with my dad's picture looming over me. He ran with Barry Goldwater in 64, but that's exactly the point I make all the time is they actually used to have friends on both sides of the aisle. They actually used to get work together to some degree, you know, to get stuff done. And interesting, you're running against Representative Renee Elmers, who I think is a perfect example. She just has taken so many orders from party leadership, right? She voted 10 times for spending cuts that hurt the military and military families, cuts that she admitted would hurt your district. Obviously, Fort Bragg is there. She voted 21 times for the government shutdown in 2013 at the direction of party leaders, even though she predicted it would be a disaster for the economy. I mean, this is what's happened with the Republican caucus, right?
When you know that something is going to, when you say that something will be economically disastrous, and then you vote for it anyway, that makes, I mean, I want to believe that most people go to D.C. to do good, even if I don't believe with them ideologically. And I think you have to look at motivation a lot of times. Even when I don't agree with someone, if their motivation is for good, and if we all want the same thing, we just disagree about how to get there, we should be able to sit down, if we all have the same goal, should be able to sit down and figure out how we can get there together. And the problem, I think, now is that we don't really all have the same goal. And I think that we do on some things, but in issues like the ones you were talking about, where she voted to shut down the government and she took funding away from her sequestration votes for sequestration took funding away from military families, the goal there was not to do good for the people in this district. The goal there was to please party leadership and to make the other side look bad. And that's not working together. The goal should be making sure that the people of North Carolina and the country are able to put their kids through school and pay for college, to get a job, to be trained themselves for new jobs, to make sure that the veterans unemployment rate, which is now 4 points higher than the national average, is cut. I mean, we should all be working together for things that we all want, instead of just figuring out ways to make the other side look bad. Mm-hmm.
And Clay, you know, sadly, she made herself somewhat famous during the shutdown by saying, you know, she was asked would she give up her paycheck since, you know, so many people had to when they shut the government down. She's like, oh, no, I need my paycheck.
Again, tone deaf. I think it's a motivation issue.
Yeah.
What's the motivation? If your motivation is to go and do a good job and to help the people in your district, then it shows and it becomes evident. And when your motivation is not, then you say things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you actually, you in your video, you said, you told viewers, Elmer's voting the way her party leaders told her to is what in the end convinced me. If I didn't try to do something about it, then I couldn't complain if no one else did.
Right. Well, I mean, I this is a district that some people consider to be more Republican. I, again, think that no one lives on either end of the spectrum and that there are a lot of people in the middle, especially North Carolina.
I think that
for that reason, a lot of people feel apprehensive about taking on a candidate who is perceived to be safe. And for that reason, in 2012, she did not have to run on her record. No one called her to take account and be accountable for the votes that she had taken. And so I realized that I have a responsibility to speak up because I have a voice and people listen.
Boy, do you have a voice.
And be accountable for those things.
Boy, do you have a voice in every way. I know that you can do better than this. Do you remember the four singing senators led by John Ashcroft?
Let the eagle soar.
Oh.
Right?
Like she's another.
Right? Just saying.
You know what? His pitch was fine.
He wasn't pitchy, dog.
Wow, you really are bipartisan. listen, I think the Claymates are stronger than Beliebers, and I think you're going to do this, and I would hope you come on again with us.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to call my mom about the homemade vegetable soup right now. We're going to bring her around. her around.
Okay.
Thanks, Clay. All right, there he goes. Clay Aiken.
He was impressive.
But he... be sweeter. I don't think so.
You know,
he said John Ashcroft's pitch was okay.
Aww. Pitch was fine. It's just the vibrato's a bit out of control.
Yeah.
He's, right. It's the Cowardly Lion vibrato that men that can't actually sing replace.
No, it's just that when you get older, the vocal cords thicken and it just starts going, you know, haywire.
You're sweet, too.
Well, okay. Then how come, like, Mick Jagger, who's 70?
Because he doesn't sing that way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's all from here.
I see.
All right here.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Hey. I met a Gensoke Barum queen in Memphis.
Hey, speaking of Justin Bieber, did you hear the pilots on his private plane had to wear oxygen masks because the pot smoke was so thick?
They were hotboxing him.
What's that, Jim? Do we have that audio? Yes, we do. When we return, we will play you the audio from Justin Bieber's. Now, that's a tease, my
that
friend.
Is.
Ham-handed
that's
bastard.
That's how it's done.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We have to seem like a sexy, profitable company, and we're almost pulling it off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I want to do bad things with you. Okay.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Charlie Pierce is right. This is like a survivalist show in the basement.
Yeah.
Just whoever gets to the food first. Max and Fred are down here waiting unless Jim gets to it first. All right. I'm going to start rationing supplies.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Daily Beast columnist Dean Avadala. Coming up at the number of the hour. To talk about Sochi and also... all right. Okay. All right. Let's not put that in front of Max. and also talking about this ridiculous celebrity boxing match with George Zimmerman. Oh, God. Profiting off a innocent teenager's death. So we'll talk about that, and then we have Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang in hour number three for Fridays with Fugelsang. All right. So, by the way, can I have that story back, please? We were talking about – we just talked to Clay Aiken, who was delightful.
And, yes, very well-reasoned and insightful, and I hope he does really well.
Yes, I do, too. That would be awesome if he took that seat in North Carolina. Anyway, but I was saying that I believe that the Claymates are far superior to the Believers.
You think so?
Yes, I do. What's that you say? Another story of Justin Bieber being douchey? Why, yes.
Huh. Computer says yes.
Yes. According to an official report by NBC News, there was so much marijuana smoke in Justin Bieber's Super Bowl-bound plane that pilots were forced to wear oxygen masks. The report also states that Bieber and his father were extremely abusive to the a flight attendant. The flight attendant spent most of the flight near the pilots because she was afraid of the Biebers.
Wow.
The captain of the flight stated that he warned the passengers, including Bieber, on several occasions to stop smoking marijuana. What's that, Chris? Do we have that audio? Why, yeah, we do. It's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We'll be flying at an altitude of... I'm having trouble reading the... what's the height thingy you call it again? Oh, right, the altimeter. Still can't read it because of all the smoke. Let's just say we're really, really high. flight attendants, any chance of getting some snacks up here in the cockpit? I said cockpit. It sounds dirty. But seriously, do you have anything in the toes category? You know, Doritos, Cheetos? Cheetos back there in the, what should we call it? The galley. That's it, yeah. All right. Oh, there you are. What's that? Bieber's being a douchebag? Oh, there's a shock. Flight attendants, prepare the Biebers for immediate ejection from the aircraft. Parachutes? You don't need no stinking parachutes. Doritos.
You forgot the Fritos. That's an integral
Fritos.
Part
it's the
of...
the integral toe.
Yes, of the toes food group.
I knew I was missing one.
Fritos.
David's why the snack's so small. Is this all there is? Is this all the peanuts there are in here?
I'd be sure to ask for Funyuns. Yum.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I love this story. We talked about this yesterday, Jim, speaking of famous singers, and you were just doing your Rolling Stones, your Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp wants the Rolling Stones to play at his wedding.
I heard that.
All right.
Well, who doesn't? I want well-known Rolling Stone impersonator Jim Ward to play at my wedding, assuming I find someone to marry me.
Johnny Depp was in that Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Keith Richards.
That's what happened.
So,
he proposed to his girlfriend Amber on Christmas Eve. He asked his friend and Pirates of the Caribbean co-star Keith Richards, I understand you have a band, is what he said. Would you like to sing? You have a little wedding band. Who wouldn't like the Stones to play at their wedding? That'd be nice. I just love this the way they do celebrity coverage. Johnny and Amber are planning on having an intimate wedding on the Hollywood star's private beach in the Bahamas.
Oh, that sucks.
A source said neither Johnny or Amber want a big, glitzy Hollywood bash. They're both very private.
Right.
So, you know, you just have you the Stones play at your private beach that you own.
Sure.
Like most normal people. Stars, they're just like us.
Amber Heard is her name. I wonder if she's John Heard's daughter. I don't know.
So that would be a non-big, glitzy Hollywood thing where the Stones play.
Right.
Your private beach.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they're just mates, you know.
They're private people.
They're just mates, you know.
I don't want to draw attention to myself in any way. Stop me up. Hey.
If you stop me up, I never stop.
What's going on the next beach? That sounds fun. I'm guessing it's not going to be a private beach anymore.
No.
See, the Stones are playing for free.
Just keep me away from coconut trees.
There's going to be people in pedal boats. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing?
What you doing, Mick?
Pedal boats.
I'm just saying.
All right.
All right. We were saying that the Olympics, obviously, starting today.
Yep.
They
kind of started yesterday, but the opening ceremonies are today.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure all the motels are ready by now, then.
Yeah.
Motel negative six.
Yeah.
We would leave light on, but we have no electricity.
Russia hired thousands of workers before the Ring of Steel. Well, that sounds awesome, except that they told people about
it. Down.
I think that's the most Russian thing I've ever heard.
We have Ring of Steel. And sharks with laser beams.
Pigeons
to their heads.
Fly at midnight. Ring of Steel closes 1 a.m. Like, why would you tell people? Before the Ring of Steel was closed around the Olympics, around the site of the Olympics, security experts believe it's more than likely militants infiltrated the workforce and are waiting to strike, despite the enormous efforts Russia has undertaken to keep peace at the Olympic Games beginning tomorrow in Sochi. Security experts say it may not be enough to prevent an attack, likely from militants already inside the city and hiding within the massive labor force hired to support the Games.
Good plan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
One expert said the Russians made a big mistake. They announced well in advance when they would close the Ring of Steel. Duh.
Ring of Steel is also what we call toilet seat.
Durr, Putin. Who is it, Mitt Romney, that just said, I think Putin's outperforming the President Obama on the world stage?
Really?
I think he's marvelous. That's just marvelous.
Oh, yeah, he's marvelous. Doofus. That may have bought militants time to enter the city and begin preparing for an attack ahead of the security crackdown.
Good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, quite a performer on the world stage. Another expert said I would be afraid to use public transportation in Sochi during the games. At least the hotels are done and they thought of, spaying and neutering the dogs. Oh, don't even get me started. This is just the whole dog thing. There's one piece in the New York Times. They're literally racing to save the stray dogs of Sochi.
I think Bob Barker's going to call in an airstrike.
Oh, Bob Barker and Betty White are going to lose their... I'd be careful of an airstrike from Betty White or Bob Barker. I'm just saying. I'm just warning you right now. I've worked with her, and she do not with Betty White.
She's fierce.
Particularly around the issue of dogs.
Right.
All right. Senator Dianne Feinstein about Sochi and...
I think people going to the Olympics should be careful. I think they should watch their backs. I think they should stay out of crowds if they can.
Let me just tell you one thing. If Betty White has access to an Amazon drone...
Amazon drones don't do that.
No.
She's going to neuter Putin. I'm just telling you right now.
There are drone blimps flying over the Ring of Steel, though.
Oh, thanks for that fun fact.
Hey, you know.
Okay.
I saw a report on the Ring of Steel last night.
At least they did a good job on that snowboarding course. Oh.
Computer says no.
No, they didn't.
How can they make it more dangerous? And all spikes. Metal spikes everywhere.
I love how the new arena that they built for all of the indoor stuff has like palm trees growing around it. I'm like,
who thought of this city? Yeah. Tropical city in Russia.
Apparently, it's Putin's favorite city, and so he.
But Putin wants Putin gets.
Exactly. So there's that. That happened. And we all let it happen.
Better be careful. Gays like the tropical kind of beachy places. Some of them might got in the Ring of Steel or something. That sounds gay right there. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, just for my free speech TV fans, my Bob Costas impression. Hi, good morning. Okay, that was, he has a, what is going on with these Olympics? He has pink eye or something, some eye infection. He woke up with his eye swollen shut.
Oh.
These Olympics, really.
He must have got some poison ivy next to his eye.
Right?
He has an eye problem.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh Lord.
More, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, kids, the big Chicago Sexy Liberal announcement this morning. We just went on sale an hour ago. The box office did explode. Catherine already got her tickets. Steph, I just bought meet and greet tickets. My husband stood up and asked you to kiss me at last year's show. Bicurious Airlines was happening then. I was drunk with excitement and only hugged you. This year I hope to actually kiss you. Very excited to now be in row AAA. See you in April. Well, I will see you in April, Catherine. Anyway, I would hurry and go get your tickets. It's Chicago Theater, April 26th, just announced. Whole new show in 2014. And the very first 2014 show is next Saturday in Phoenix. Jim Ward, Chris LaVoy will be there. Carlos Alzaraki, John Fugelsang, who joins us next hour. Very, very exciting. All right, speaking of excitement and comedians, why, here he comes.
Here he comes, yes, it's Dino Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Ah, hello, Dean, good morning.
Good morning. I love that. I can't tell you how much it makes me happy to hear that theme song. I don't even know why. I'm not kidding. Like, no one's ever written a theme song, and probably no one ever will again.
You've been about me. Look at you. You're all giddy with being freshly jingled and all.
I'm giddy. Well, I'm on the road in Southern Virginia listening to talk radio and everyone calling President Obama lawless over and over. Mm. It's a whole experience. So I'm giddy to talk to someone who thinks and can read.
Yes. So the president who's used executive order the least times of any president, of course, is lawless, completely lawless.
I'm not even kidding. I was in Missouri last week. I'm in Southern Virginia today. Kentucky, and every talk radio, that is like the talking point that's gone around to the right-wing radio talk shows. There's a little media outlet, lawless, lawless, lawless.
Yeah, it is just the old West now that he's in office. You know, now, it's like Blazing Saddles. It's the black sheriff. It's just everything's
very good.
Crazy.
You're right. Very good.
It's crazy. Everything's gone crazy with the black guy in office and all. Now, Dean, you wrote a piece, Media Coverage of Olympic Terror Threats Shines Spotlight on Wrong Players. I was just reading a piece about, I was just saying it's unfortunate that they mentioned when they were going to close the Ring of Steel or
whatever.
But you feel like it's being overhyped, the terror threats.
Well, everything but the athletes are being discussed in the Olympics, let's be honest. I think that will change. I mean, last night there was a little coverage of the first pre-opening ceremony events, and the opening ceremony actually occurs in about an hour from now in Russia. And then after that, I think we'll start talking about the Olympics, but everything's been terror threat, and a lot of it has to do, frankly, with media and sensationalism, because human interest stories, the athletes might get the ratings they want, NBC might do it, but the other networks like the scary stuff, you know, the Ring of Steel, and, you know, Black Widow women in hijabs waiting to blow themselves up. That's what gets people listening and watching and clicking on articles. And to me, it's almost gleeful the way the media has been painting Sochi as a nightmare. And it might very well be. But there's almost a cold gleefulness I find now in the media coverage of this anti-Russian sentiment. And I'm not pro-Russia, it's not about that at all, but I just sense it, and it disturbed me enough to write the article.
Well, I guess part of your point, and I get that, is that, you know, that's what the terrorists want, is this kind of fear and publicity.
Yeah. They do. You know, Bob Costas got an eye infection, clearly a terrorist plot. <got that. laughs> I don't know why. Terrorists have clearly screwed up the hotels. They look like junk. And I guess there's terrorist dogs roaming the streets of Sochi. But, yeah, I actually, my article I wrote for Daily Beast, actually, I was almost a journalist. I interviewed three terror experts, a former CIA analyst, former FBI agent, and a Columbia professor who's written books on terrorism and the media. And also the same thing. The threat is real. It needs to be reported. But there's a point in time where you go beyond telling people that there's a threat. Everyone knows there's a threat now. And to actually helping the terrorists in their goal of getting publicity for their cause and instilling terrorism and fear. Their goal is to scare people. Scare people not to go, make the whole narrative about them, about the threat, and not about the athletes for the Olympics. And all three terror experts say they are now going to the area of actually enabling the terrorists at their ultimate goal.
Well, you actually had said, you know, the focus should be on the athletes. And you said at one point, can you name one athlete in the Olympics? And actually, I can. Sean White, the Flying Tomato. But
everyone knows Sean White. That doesn't count. Except for Sean White.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were talking about that they didn't even plan the, what's the name of it, snowboard slope style very well, because he's not doing it. It's too dangerous, right?
Well, he pulled out of it. But at the same time, there are 12 new events in these Olympic Games. And we've seen almost no coverage of those 12 new events. We've seen very little about the athletes. And I write in my article about the woman on the female ski jump team for the U.S. had a horrible accident in August, tore two ligaments, had to get ACL surgery and MCL surgery. And fought her way back, you know, endured and said, I'm going to make it and qualified for the team again. It would be great to hear stories about Americans triumphing and their dream of representing our nation in the Olympics and other nations as well. Their dream of being there and not the whole coverage being crappy hotel rooms or terror threats, which are even the worst.
Yeah. No, it's not Lindsay.
She is helping the terrorists.
Jim asked if it's Lindsay Vonn. No, she's out. She's injured. She's not going to be in the Olympics. Right. She's going to be commentating.
Oh. There's over 200 Olympians on our team. How many do we know? I mean, literally, like 220 or 30. We know Sean White didn't want to be in one event, because he can't win it, apparently, he said. And
people have been injured on that. It looks like, you know, from what I'm reading, they went too far with that, and it's just a lot of athletes feel like it's too dangerous. But
well, I'm not doing that. I've ruled that event out myself.
I think if we catch terrorists, we should make them do the snowboard slope style.
That'd be great. You have the Black Widows on the snow.
Yeah.
At least give them a chance. Remember in the old days when we had a Cold War, we would fight with the Soviet Union by way of Olympic Games. Maybe Al-Qaeda needs an Olympic team. Get them out there. We play them. That's the only way we compete. Everyone wins. It's a much better scenario. You know, you win or you lose, but there's no blowing up stuff.
Yeah. Well, I do. I get what you're saying. A lot of these athletes have worked, you know, so many years. And, you know, at some point. But I think you're right. When the games start, the focus is more naturally going to be, I hope, on them.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd rather be
for your sake, because you are
liberal tour.
Right.
Yeah. That's the focus should be you, John Pulisang, on the tour.
Thank you.
That's right.
You are, as most people, hypnotized by curling. You would like to know
curling
more about
remarkable.
That, for instance.
What is about that? What goes? I don't understand it. I stare at it like when we hit a dog who would stare at the TV and not know what's going on. And I would just sit there mesmerized, and people would talk. I'm like, don't talk. I'm trying to understand it. I don't even know what it's about. And they're dressed up like an
Isn't
sometimes.
It just tricking people into cleaning somehow?
It looks like a combination of a shuffleboard and janitorial work.
Yes, exactly.
At the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a Tom Sawyer painting the fence thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, yes, this is a sport. You missed something.
I think they should unionize. I didn't see the janitorial part until now. You're right. It should be a unionized Olympic sport that only certain people who join the union can do. I honestly say don't know. Every 4 years it comes on, I watch it for like 20 minutes. People cheer. And they get excited, and I just smile like a child. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but it looks really cool.
So many questions. For instance, I asked last hour, how did they ever get the first guy to do the luge? How'd they talk someone into that the very first time?
How did they get and to wear that weird outfit? Like, not only do you have to go down like this, you have to wear an outfit where everyone can see if you've been circumcised or not.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. But look how fabulous you look in this spandex.
I couldn't do it just for the suit. That would be just...
Yeah.
It just makes you need to work out. You see people in those suits, and you're like, I got to get in shape better. It's probably depressing on some of them. But, yeah, and I write in my article that the 19-year-old loser, the youngest Olympian from the U.S., the kid was 6 years old, watched the luge on TV, convinced his dad to build a luge track in his backyard. It took him a year.
Wow.
And because this was his dream, and now he's an Olympic sport. But we hear about the Ring of Steel and Black Widows over this young guy who's on our Olympic team. So, I mean,
wow.
And that's part of the thing. I put myself in the shoes of the Olympians.
You know,
an Olympic athlete
I got to tell
myself.
You, a lot of parents listening now are not going to thank you because their kid's going to be like, really? I can't have that? Some kid's dad built him a loose track. And they're
and
back.
It's been a year of going to Home Depot. Like, I read an article about documenting that. Oh my God. That is something. That's parent commitment of.
You also, speaking of non-sporting events, you wrote a great piece about George Zimmerman wants to profit off Trayvon Martin's death.
Oh.
This is disgusting. As you say, become a star for shooting and killing a black teenager. That's just what will happen if a celebrity, quote-unquote, boxing match is allowed to happen. So he's supposed to fight DMX, the rapper, right?
Well, DMX, I actually got an email from a man who apparently is the publicist for DMX, who said, or manager, saying, DMX is not committed to it. He's thinking about it. All he's done is promise that if he does fight him, he will beat the crap out of George Zimmerman. So DMX is sort of backing out a little bit. But the idea that it's celebrity boxing by the guy who's done many matches before with Tanya Harding, Michael Lohan, and the whole idea is that he is deeming George Zimmerman a celebrity. And the only reason we know George Zimmerman's name is because he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. Now,
yeah.
You can agree with the verdict or not, but that's the only reason he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And to give him money and to let him benefit from this, more publicity, in my mind, to rehabilitate his image. Because in America, once you're famous, it can be infamous or not.
Yeah.
There's a point where you're just famous.
It's despicable.
And you want to profit off it. And to me, it's horrible. It's despicable. And think about the Martin family. They lose their son to this man, and now this man's going to be on TV on a pay-per-view event being lionized and elevated as a celebrity. How
yeah.
painful is that? The guy who killed their son is going to get on a pay-per-view event now as a celebrity?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you, because you are a helper at heart, you said there are plenty of celebrity fights that he could make money off as promoter, and you have some suggestions.
I do.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey versus Chris Christie. You're sure they were pissed over the traffic on the bridge.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson versus The Bachelor's Juan Pablo. What's his name? Yeah. Who win the title of most homophobic reality show star? That could be a hot
That's
one.
A tough one. I don't know who's
yeah.
going to win that, but the Juan guy got a pass because he's good looking. So I think it's still got one day we got to come to terms with that other issue. But,
and what I'd like to see, Sean Hannity versus Michael Savage. They could take their rivalry to a new level. Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys are fighting all the time. This is not a made-up rivalry. There's articles in the last few weeks where Savage is demonizing Sean Hannity, and I'm cheering, of course, at the same time while he's doing that. But I'd like to see those two fight it out. Like men, stop being cowards. Just stop hiding behind the microphone. Hannity and Savage get in the ring, fight it out. I will cheer for a bloody battle. That's what I will cheer for.
You are bloodthirsty and hilarious, Dino Padala. Thank you so much.
I have my moment.
All right. Happy Olympics. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Thank God, Stephanie.
All right. There he goes.
Great.
Dino Padala.
Maybe she fights Mike Tyson. Make a buddy hero.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
In any amusement hall, that deaf dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour, sexy liberal John Fuglesang coming up for Fridays with Fuglesang at the top of the hour. Chicago just went on sale for April 26th. Do it. Get it. Tickets done gone crazy. All right, let's go to Tim in Illinois with some thoughts on curling.
Hmm.
Hello, Tim.
I was reading an article in a magazine about the Olympics, and curling has an 8% injury rate.
Really?
That's it? Why does it have any kind of injury rate at all?
I don't know. I've been thinking, what, they get a splinter from their broom or something? I don't know.
Thank you. You know what?
Just an interesting fact there.
For that fun fact, I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers. How about that for Valentine's Day?
Well, cool.
Awesome. All right, Travis, get the info. You can. I got for the best calls all morning. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone at the top right-hand corner and type in Stephanie.
Nice.
There you go for the curling fun fact. Yeah, that really, that's a, you got to be really spazzy to injured at curling?
I guess that big rock could hit your ankle, maybe.
Wow. By the way, let's hear it for Google.
Yeah, that was cool.
Right?
Yeah.
What do they, well, now what is, if you Google the Olympics, it comes up in rainbow colors?
No, you just go to google.com.
Oh, okay. Yes, and so it's just poking Putin with a big gay stick.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And also, take that. Google is also now classifying websites designed to trick Democratic candidate supporters into donating to a Republican candidate as a phishing site. P-H-I, whatever. Right. Have you seen that?
Yep.
Isn't that nice? When you can't win on the issues, that's what you do. Okay. Scott in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Scott.
Good morning. I am the official Buddhist bagpiping park ranger of the Stephanie Miller Show. And I'm going for an upgrade. I also want to be the official curler of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cool.
Yeah, and yes, by the way, I have been injured. I have fallen on the ice and received a really nasty concussion.
Oh,
okay. I guess
you're
ice is slippery.
Yes.
On ice, yes.
You're no, you're not on skates in curling.
You're on.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
Sandals?
Flip-flops?
Little brogues. A saddle.
Crocs. He was wearing Crocs.
Do they have spikes on them?
No. There's a rubber gripper. And when we were kids, we used to, it's kind of like a rubber overshoe. And as kids, we called them rubbers, but we can't say that anymore.
Yeah, we call them rubbers, right.
And my sliding foot has Teflon on the bottom. So I take that gripper off. And so when I push out, I'm sliding on my left foot and it's got Teflon. And it just slides right across the ice really nicely.
Wow.
And the object is.
Go ahead.
Yes, go.
No, go ahead.
The object is to whoever's rock is closest to the center when you're all done, you get 1 point for every rock you have that is closer than your opponent's.
It seems like an awful lot of work for very little reward.
Why the sweeping? Why the sweeping?
Oh, boy, that's three things. One, it cleans the ice.
Okay.
If a rock even picks up a hair, it will spin out of control and you'll lose it.
Wow.
It can.
No curling in here. There's too much dog hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also keeps the rock from slowing down too fast. You're not adding, but you can actually drag a rock. And my son's team, who are national champions, I might add, went to the Worlds. They are actually able to drag a rock with their sweeping a good 12 to 15 feet.
Wow.
So they will underthrow it and let the sweepers take it to where it needs to go. It also, if you're throwing a takeout, you want to keep it going straight. Sweeping will keep it from slowing down and you're going straighter. The thing about the throwing is you're not throwing in a straight line. That rock is actually going out and coming back in an arc.
Wow. Scott, you know what? I you seem like the nicest man in the world. I've now learned way more than I really needed to about curling. But I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate for Sherry's Berries for Valentine's Day for all of that useless information I will
especially
never use.
The sliding foot. That's right.
Sliding foot is cool.
The best part of the whole thing is when you're done, and I've seen this at every single level, they come off the ice and they go get a drink together.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Oh, so the sport includes drinking. I'm in.
Now I'm
it
in.
Does.
Now I'm in.
Oh.
All right, Scott, hang on. Travis, get us information. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Stephanie. Some Sherry's Berries. That will help your concussion from curling. What? Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
There's a striking resemblance to Betty White, but then so many witches do.
That's right. I'm coming for you, you dog haters. Me and Betty White are coming with a drone. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Our commercial breaks are so productive, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to, should we redo what we just did, the magic of the commercial break?
I forgot already. What did
you
we
You said
do?
That I don't listen to you.
You don't listen to me.
What?
Huh? I hate you.
All right.
I hate
Screw
you.
Screw you. Cottage cheese-eating bastard.
I hate you.
Shut up. No, you shut up. Okay.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You
started it.
I did not.
Okay.
That's great radio.
Oh, sure. Drag Jim in. All right. Let's see. Brad writes about sexy liberal magic. Mama and the Mooks, like magic. This week I got my email from the Chicago Theater about presale.
What?
On Thursday, was yesterday, for the April 26th show, which just happens to be the weekend after finals week at nursing school. Again, sexy liberal magic. Show tickets purchased, Amtrak tickets purchased, hotel purchased. I'll be there with my partner, Josh, of 10 years. And since Illinois has marriage equality, it might be a good time for Josh and I to make it official. We are four-time step heads.
Oh!
Last hour, that woman wrote she might have a baby live at Sexy Liberal.
Wow.
And we could have a gay marriage.
That'd be a first.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce.
Chicago, in the coming months, let's see where we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of... Let's make this a year of Sexy Liberals. That's what most Americans want.
That's right. Land of Lincoln. Home of our president. On April 26th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is making its triumphant return to Chicago.
It should read, tonight only,
Stephanie Miller's
triumphant return.
John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and progressive radio and television star Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and at the Chicago Theater box office. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's own twist on Chicago-style politics.
Politics ain't beanbag.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, live April 26th at the Chicago Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, yeah, do it. Thank you. That was Shano. Sorry. Thank you, Shano. Yeah, by the way, our very first 2014 Sexy Liberal next Saturday in Phoenix. Tickets almost gone. Chris LaVoy will be there. Jim Ward, your master of ceremonies. Whole new show in 2014. Very, very excited.
We will be dominating the 602.
Thank you. March in Madison already sold out. Huge waiting list. Guess what y'all can do?
What?
Come on up to Chicago in April now. There you go.
Yeah.
May in Albuquerque. Very, very exciting. Steph heads, four-time Steph heads, those people. There's any hotel you stay in virtually would have to be better than any of the hotels in Sochi.
Gorbadit Maspa, this is Tom Boputin for Motel Sochi. As you prepare to travel to most excellent Winter Olympics ever to be held in Russia, be sure to remember that only one major hotel chain give you room for less rubles than the rest. At Motel Sochi, we have lobby, hallway, room, heater, sink, and toilet. Many of these in same hotel. We have saying in Russia, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Also, if it is broke, don't fix it. And if you're tired from Aeroflot flight or possibly 3-hour cab ride in Russian Trabant car, you will be glad to settle in comfortable room, which you will save money on if you help us paint it. So come enjoy most magnificent stay at Motel Sochi. If we have electricity, we leave light on for you.
Kabat is actually an East German car. But,
You find them in Russia.
Chicago in April. They'd be about the high 30s.
Shorts weather.
As we call it. Back there.
All right, Johnny.
There 3 years.
Johnny, me too. We've all lived there.
I lived there for a year.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Johnny in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Johnny. Oh, did I do that wrong? I did. Hang on.
Let's go.
It's Tom in New York first. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
The curling injuries are due to the large amount of alcohol that you ingest before and during the game.
Right.
Who knew there was so much alcohol involved with curling?
Hey, let's go out on the slippery ice and after drinking. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
If you put on two slippery shoes, two sliding shoes and not one.
Two slidey shoes, a big heavy thing, and let's just go run around on the ice with a broom. All right. Now Johnny in Phoenix. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Ms. Miller.
Hello.
Thank you very much for being on your show.
Thank you. Well, I'm, you know what, it's almost required because it's called
Stephanie Miller.
So thank you for thanking me.
Thank you. Yeah, your show has been extremely inspiring to me and my family.
Expiring?
Inspiring.
Oh, inspiring. Whew, thank you.
Inspiring. Yeah, because, well, I could tell you like this. Me and my son, I'd have to take him to school, and we would, you know, it's like real dead in the car, you know, and real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I would turn on your show.
Oh, dear.
To, you know, put some pep in the step,
because
you got a great show, and it would just make the mood right, because, see, my son is gay, you know, and but I never held it against him, you know what I'm saying, and so I love him dearly, And, you know, and he would be trying to, you know, hide it, kind of like, you know, so, you know, and one thing about your show, you're fair to all people. You know what I'm saying? And
thank
so,
you.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, like I said, it's just been a very inspiring show. And then on top of that, I just would like to say the fat man in New Jersey, I got the scoop. He's going to prison.
What?
And that's Mr. Christie.
Why
Mr.
do you say
Christie.
That? You think because so? Going in the hole?
Yeah. What he did was illegal. You know, he's holding people ransom, so, you know, and trying to, if you don't do this, being
right.
a big, he's the bully, you know, he's
right.
the bully, you know, so that's
yep.
how I feel about it.
Well, and, listen, for those two thoughts, primarily the fact that I am awesome, I'm giving you a Profiler's gift certificate for $50 for Valentine's Day. How about
oh,
that?
Oh, thank you.
All right,
thank
hang
you.
On. Hang on, Travis, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, we're giving them away.
I'm just a socialist today.
You're like Monty Hall.
Right? It's Valentine's Day next week. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com, click on that little blue microphone, and enter Stephanie. Someone has to for Valentine's Day. Oh, by the way.
What?
We were playing the Chris Christie Sopranos game yesterday. Because, if you watch Godfather, if you watch Sopranos, no one actually says, I would like you to kill that gentleman. Would you? They don't say
and,
it.
And bury him in a swamp.
There's a
Nobody
code to shut the GWB. You know what I'm saying? So Catherine from California wants to play because I'm just saying he says things like, time to take Big Pussy for a boat ride. You know what I'm saying? There's a code.
It's time to take out the garbage.
Right. Exactly. Don't you speak mob? Time to
I'm
take Ariana
the,
for a car ride to go visit Christopher.
I'm in the construction
he
business.
He had an accident. Okay.
Some guys get clumsy, and they step on a bag of vipers.
A bag of rakes.
Catherine, with some Christie code, it's time to test the fire hydrants in Hoboken.
What?
Mayor Zimmer wants to pay respects to Jimmy Hoffa. By the way, I'm doing my nose different ways. I don't know what... She'd look great behind the wheel of a Ford Pinto. All right. I don't know. I love your show, Steph. You're spot on with the Giuliani eyes. Reminds me of Carol Burnett doing Norma Desmond. By the way, when I saw Jim and Carlos sitting side by side carrying on a Christopher Walken conversation, I had to make sure I hadn't accidentally dropped acid in my coffee. You guys are the best part of my day.
Aww.
She speaks Christie code, see? Yeah, the Doolin
Woody
Allen.
What's the nose thing?
I don't know. One of my friends does that. It's supposed to be a mob thing.
Go steal third. You
know. Did they ever do that in The Sopranos?
No.
Did they ever do that in The Godfather?
I'll find out where it comes from. It's a way of saying mob without saying, you know, it's a way of saying mob.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe Gumby and Pokey.
Right.
What?
Somebody's
what?
Going to the Pokey.
Oh, Gumby's going to the Pokey.
All right. People just listening on the radio are like, what are
what
you guys doing?
Hell?
What are you doing? You know what I'm saying. It's the mob nose, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You can see it if you get the video podcast.
Why? What a good... Oh, see, now that was a good segue.
Wow.
Normally, you suck. Do we have our promo?
We do. How about that?
This is a very exciting day. Not only did we go on sale for Chicago Sexy Liberal for the April show, the big 2014 brand new show... We went on sale for the Steph video cast.
Yeah,
there is a podcast. This is an hour commercial free best of video version of Steph.
Now the Stephanie Miller Show is on TV.
There is nothing wrong with your television set.
And now you can enjoy on demand Steph, Jim, and Chris in video.
Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
It's a 1 hour best of commercial free version of the Stephanie Miller Show on Free Speech TV.
Television is most certainly here to stay.
Only $9.95 a month or $79.40 if you buy a year in advance. To sign up, just go to stephaniemiller.com/register.
Because you're on television, dummy.
Stephanie.
Yay! Thank you, Rocky Mountain.
Completely portable. Imagine watching us while you're on the treadmill at the gym.
You are not strapped for your TV or your DVR.
Nope.
You can take us on your iPad, on your iPhone. Why? We are. It's because if you don't get it, like say you don't get DirecTV
right,
or
right.
Dish, yeah,
yep.
You don't get it, you can get it.
Yes. And even if you have an Android device, you can download it to your Android
there
device.
You
and if you have a Chromecast, you can shoot it right to your TV. Watch us on the TV at any time you want.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And a lot of people, of course, stuck inside. I love this headline. Winter Weary Nation asks, why such a nasty winter? Ask a scientist why.
Yes,
God's
it
sakes.
Rained here yesterday. That's how nasty the winter's been here.
That was a nice rain we had
it
yesterday.
Was.
We needed
it was a lovely dusting.
Yeah.
Dusting?
What, no.
The dusting of rain?
Well, it was a light sprinkle, really.
Well,
and we're still in a drought.
It was a little more than a light sprinkle.
Well, this is the story. It kills me that people still doubt climate change. Have you seen this many examples of extreme weather in just 1 year that you remember in your lifetime? Cold and snow keep battering the Midwest and the East. Even Atlanta was temporarily paralyzed. California has been bone dry. Alaska has set heat records. Mm. Maybe because Sarah Palin won't shut her pie hole.
Heat's a relative thing in Alaska, though.
The wild winter somehow became even more wicked yesterday morning when the national average temperature plunged to a brutal 11 degrees, the lowest temperature of, in the season of extremes. Oh, so it's going to be dopey season on Fox, right?
It's cold in the winter.
Where's
the global warming hangout for?
Okay. The answer, one of the answers, the jet stream. We were having an unusual jet stream that's giving us crazy cold weather in the east and ridiculous resilient ridge, as it's called in California. Ooh, that sounds like something out of a Cialis commercial.
Yeah.
What a ridiculously resilient ridge. One of the theories, warmer Arctic region and shrinking summer sea ice from man-made global warming has shifted jet stream patterns, making it wavier and bringing more unpredictable weather.
Huh, if your resistant ridge lasts more than 4 hours.
Right. You need to call your meteorologist immediately.
Meteorologist, meteorologist.
Exactly, right. Yeah. See, you try it. All right, yes?
By Chris? The way, Shafe in the chat room says they did a finger brush along the nose in the sting. Maybe that's what Mama
that's
is referring
right.
to.
Right.
Is that what
you're piano
to?
Music? I love the sting.
I don't have the piano.
Of course you don't have it. Time for Chris to go take a boat ride with Big Pussy.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12.
And when it was warm, she didn't wear much more.
Great. Totally.
Damn.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. Yeah. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang coming up for Fridays with Fugelsang at the top of the hour. Bruce in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Bruce. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I can explain the thing with putting the finger on the side of the nose for to indicate mob.
Right.
It indicates a broken nose, which is typical among hitmen. And, in fact, Meadow Soprano used that gesture when talking to her counselor at school. I think her counselor was played by Linda Lavin. And Linda Lavin asked, "What does your father do for a living?" And all Meadow did was push her nose sideways.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
In the garbage business. He's in construction.
Yeah, he's in waste management.
Right. Right, thank you, honey.
Yeah, Barone Sanitation. It's funny how Tony Soprano never, ever showed up for work.
Yeah, it's
weird. Sanitation.
Weird, exactly. He's in the garbage business.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Stephen in Chicago writes, we were saying that yesterday the polls show that there's only one category of people that Chris Christie is more popular with now, and that's people that like polls.
Ah, right.
The very,
sure.
Yeah, far right-wing
group
base. Stephen says that poll about Chris Christie is probably skewed, though, because people who like polls are more likely to talk to the polls conducting the poll. That's true.
True. Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
There's
Thank
that.
You. There is that. Oh, the Entertainer. That's the from the movie
yes,
The Sting.
Yes, by Scott Joplin.
Right. Love that.
Never saw that either.
Oh, you suck. Listen, I didn't need to see The Shining because I know the important parts.
Wendy,
I know.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Okay, and the I'm home. I know, I get it. Okay.
All right. Looks like I'm traveling a little light.
Your money's no good here, Mr. Torrance.
Okay. Mary, watching at home.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. loves what we've done with the place. Hi, guys. Have the day off, so I'm watching as opposed to listening in the car. Love it. Steph, is that a Beta machine sitting on top of your 8-track? Nice touch.
Where? Here?
No, it's not a Beta or an 8-track, Mary. Fred and Max equal adorable. Tight's adorable. Thank you.
What is she referring to? There's nothing that looks like a Betamax around here.
I don't know. I am in my home office. Look.
Look at that.
I have my picture of me and Jay Leno when I was on the Tonight Show in 1995.
You appear not to be wearing pants.
No, I am not wearing pants. Listen, I had a new show to sell.
Yeah. Did they
show some legs?
That was promoting my disastrous late night show that, as it turns out, was no competition for Jay Leno. Go ahead and book her. I don't think I'm going to
never going to see her again.
What the blur about it? Yeah, somebody's like, wow, that was really nice of him because you were the competition. I'm like, not really.
Computer says no.
He probably laughed. Probably someone said, Jay, are you sure? Because she's going to be the competition. He's probably like,
not really worried about it. You favored short skirts back then. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was tarting it up back then.
I guess so.
Now I've lost the will to live. I'm like, But I heard it was very emotional last night. One of the true nice guys in the business,
yeah.
Jay Leno last night.
First year of the show, I lost my mom. Second year, I lost my dad. Then my brother died. And after that, I was pretty much out of family. And the folks here became my family.
That was so, it was so touching because it was so out of character for him. Kathleen Madigan, who's obviously a good friend, been on the show a lot of times, she was laughing.
She was there yesterday.
Right, but she was laughing about how, remember, Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson, and she was saying, someone sang to Chase, like, you can't sing to Jay, he doesn't have any feelings. He's like, whatever, just get another job, who cares? But as it turns out, he obviously was really emotional last night, Jay Leno.
I am the luckiest guy in the world. I got to meet presidents, astronauts, movie stars. It's just been incredible. I got to work with lighting people who made me look better than I really am. I got to work with audio people and made me sound better than I really do. And I got to work with producers and writers. And just all kinds of talented people who make me look a lot smarter than I really am.
Aww. The end of the era. Nice, nice guy.
Yep.
Anyway, good luck, Jay. All right, we have been talking about healthcare, obviously, all week. Jay Carney, the
healthcare costs have been growing at the slowest pace in 50 years since the Affordable Care Act was passed into law.
Which is why it must be repealed immediately.
Right. Yeah, we got to get rid of that. By the way, so we will have Jackie Schechner once a week.
Yep.
Her day is going to be
Thursdays. Hour 3.
Jackie's healthcare corner coming up again next week. She was traveling this week, but anyway. We were just saying it is amazing, first of all, how they deliberately misconstrued this CBO report. Who wrote about this? Yet another Obamacare game changer that wasn't in the Daily Beast. Simply put, by providing a guarantee for health insurance, Obamacare created new flexibility for workers. If you wanted to start a business, stay home with your children, or retire early, you could, assured in the knowledge that you could go to the doctor at a reasonable cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said. I mean, they deliberately misconstrued. It's not losing 2 million jobs. It is people that voluntarily get to have flexibility and not be in job lock,
right,
as John McCain used to call it, and others, and the Heritage Foundation. Anyway, this is a good thing.
Which is why must be impeached,
right,
immediately.
Right. What we don't want, what we had for so long, is an economy that ties people to jobs and leaves them there by threat of desperation. A country where people feel free to take on entrepreneurial risks or devote more time to their families is one where they're happy and potentially wealthier. But all of this escaped Washington's pundits, who read the headline number and immediately moved into spin. Over at the Washington Post, Chris Saliza warned this was an absolute disaster for Democrats, echoing similar pronouncements from Politico, etc. And somebody, I think, was it Charlie Pierce, I think, was saying that this week, but it's just they talk immediately about the politics of it.
Right.
Who's this bad for? How is it bad? Rather than going, what did this report actually say?
Mm-hmm.
They said they're free. Pundits are free to think this will make a difference, just as they hype you didn't build that as a game changer for the 2012 campaign. But voters aren't Beltway insiders, and they aren't attuned to the wide assortment of PR disasters that define the Washington news cycle. Jamel Bowie in the Daily Beast. Anyway, all right, 58 minutes after the hour, sexy liberal John Fugelsang next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have many horses on my shirt and in the studio. Hi, Max. It is the...
Mini horses and giant dogs.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Tony in the Quad City. Steph, I have that fantasy of seeing you in the Catholic school girl outfit, so I used the wonders of the interweb and dressed a picture of you in a plaid school girl outfit. The result is I am now gay. All right, Tony. I will be a Chicago sexy liberal dressed appropriately for April 26th. Hey, speaking of which... He's almost too much live in person. Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Good morning, children. Greetings from the freezing mountains of Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, what you doing in Asheville, North Carolina?
I'm here to support Clay Aiken for Congress.
Yay! We just had him on in hour number one. He is amazing.
I'll tell you, it's finally something I want to vote for him for. I got to say, you know, the thing is, the American Idol losers have saved the Broadway musical economy in New York.
You're right.
What they could do for D.C.
Wow.
He needs to bring Simon Cowell in to critique his opponent.
I think this has been the worst campaign I have ever seen.
It's a little pitchy. Renee Elmer's is a little pitchy, dog, don't you think, John?
No, Simon Cowell has a way of making you glad we once declared war on the British. It's true. hey, how about that Vladimir Putin, huh? You kick all the gays out of your country and then wonder why the party planning sucks.
Right, exactly. Those hotels would have been immaculate if he had some gays, interior designers.
I heard he transferred Pussy Riot from the Siberian gulag to actually stay in a journalist hotel for the Olympics. Even worse, I'm calling amnesty.
Yeah, but I don't understand why Tattoo is performing at the opening ceremonies.
Awesome.
Oh, the plane.
They're two lesbian girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. It's hilarious. It's going to be mostly classical music, but they'll break for a little hot bi action.
Okay. Sure.
Well, look, he's like an American homophobe. He hates gay people, but not the cute female guys.
No.
Right. Not the hot girls.
With a cello between her legs.
Oh,
right-wingers in America are going to find more reasons to love Putin every day of this.
And obviously a lot of it's opening today, John, but a lot of worries about terror. First of all, what is it called, Chris? The Ring of Steel?
Ring of Steel.
That sounds gay right away.
Down.
We are closing the Ring of Steel.
The Ring of Steel? I know there's a club in the West Village called that, but they won't let me in.
Right next to Manhole. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of uncovered manholes, I've heard, also in Sochi.
In Sochi, yeah. A lot of uncovered manholes.
Oh, great.
Uncovered manholes all over an anti-gay city, because it's just too funny for me to even get started on.
Tony was, hey. Just everybody fill in your own jokes there.
Fill in?
What?
Fill in something.
Huh? And you know me, dog lover extraordinaire. The stray dog thing is just making me crazy. I don't know if you saw the New York Times headline. Racing to save the stray dogs of Sochi. A dog shelter backed by a Russian billionaire is engaged in a frantic last-ditch effort to save hundreds of strays, facing a death sentence before the Winter Olympics begin here. Already hundreds of animals have been killed. Reports of the systematic slaughter by a pest removal company hired by the government in recent months have outraged animal rights advocates and cast a gruesome specter over the traditionally cheery atmosphere of the games.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the handling of the matter, by the way, they're writing, John, also sharply undercut the image of a friendlier, welcoming Russia that Vladimir Putin sought to cultivate in recent months, except for the homos, of course.
I know America didn't go to the Soviet Olympics back in 1980 because, they were occupying Afghanistan and only bad people do that. They didn't have these problems in the USSR back in 1980. Those communists knew how to do business. They could do decent capitalism, those communists.
Yeah, but I have to say, it's just, there's one rescue person there that says, we were told either take all the dogs from the Olympic Village or we'll shoot them. It just seems, there's reports they're poisoning them. One of the other things, John, that just, what's with the planning in general, that the hotels aren't ready, that they
no,
knew,
it's
they
it's
obviously
a
had a stray, I mean, that they had
and
a stray dog problem.
All, on top of it all, terrorism fears. And I don't know if the terrorists are going to be Chechens or canines. Everyone hates Putin.
Yeah, I said I would be careful of Betty White with a drone. You know what I mean? Bob Barker might be coming in. This is, but, you know, and I was saying, like, what is the deal? They were, one of the experts was saying that, no, they don't, they also say Russia has never made a priority of pushing responsible animal control policies, obviously, including spaying and neutering.
I think Betty White would have Putin neutered.
Yes. In recent months, residents of Sochi have reported seeing dogs shot with poison darts and then tossed into waiting trucks. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Well, remember, spaying and neutering is still very much a first world concept. And, you know, the biggest racket we had as kids of the Cold War was that the Russians were going to come over and take over our country. And then the wall finally comes down and we realize, no, they're a second world economy at best where people are waiting online for blocks for a loaf of bread. They're not quite hip to the neuter and spay all your dogs just yet.
Yeah.
And we aren't here in America either. But it's,
I mean,
a sad spectacle. It's worse than what's going on in Detroit. And at least in Detroit, they're not feeding them poison.
Well, and this expert's saying it's very cruel. Their dogs are being shot with a chemical that causes them to suffocate. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, even just on a PR level, if they're trying to, you know what I'm saying, John? It just seems this is really unnecessarily cruel.
Why is that? Do you think Vladimir Putin puts PR as a priority for his administration?
Yes. Yes, I love that.
In between running unopposed and oppressing Chechens and hating gays.
And first of all, building this Olympic Village is part of the problem. Local animal rights workers say many of the strays were pets or the offspring of pets abandoned by families whose homes with yards were demolished over the past few years to make way for Olympic venues. So they created the problem and didn't even, Sorry, John.
Pretty horrible.
Yeah, but the other thing, by the way, the pets are available. There are a lot of them that they have like a little temporary shelter place, and they're available for adoption, even to fans attending the Olympics. So if you're attending, bring a puppy dog home.
Yeah, but can you get them out of Russia?
I guess.
You adopt them?
They said they're eligible even to fans attending the Olympics, so I assume they're coming from other places. Right. I
would think there'd be
folks over there could adopt some of these dogs in the shelter and bring them out, or will they wind up like an animal control shed somewhere with Justin Bieber's monkey?
I'm surprised that they'll let them out of the country.
I don't know. Really? I don't know. What a deal, the whole thing.
As Whoopi Goldberg would say, it's just a Russian thing.
Yeah. Oy vey. Oy vey. So
I like your joke, Jim, but they have a dog sled made of actual dogs. I mean, it seems to have gotten to that level. So far, it's a PR nightmare for Putin. God forbid there's any kind of Chechen terrorism going on against the athletes or the attendees, but already it's a disaster for this guy, and he didn't need it, you know? He made a lot of promises when he ran for re-election. That oil money is going to be spent. I mean, this is all oil money paying for this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is Russia's latest attempt to do capitalism as well as the Chinese communists do. I hope that we get some really wonderful athletic stories to distract us from what an unholy mess it is.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly. By the way, speaking of things to distract us, really fun, big, exciting entertainment things.
Chicago, in the coming months, let's see where we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of... Let's make this a year of sexy liberals. That's what most Americans want.
That's right. Land of Lincoln, home of our president. On April 26th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is making its triumphant return to Chicago.
It should read, tonight only...
Stephanie Miller's
triumphant return.
John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and progressive radio and television star Stephanie Miller will perform live at the world-famous Chicago Theater. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and at the Chicago Theater box office. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's own twist on Chicago-style politics.
Politics ain't beanbag.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, live April 26th at the Chicago Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Yahoo! Yahoo! Awesome. And, of course, next up, John, is next Saturday in Phoenix. We will be joined
by... Phoenix is going to be a great show.
Jim Ward and Chris LaVoy, a whole new show for 2014. Very, very exciting.
Jim, you're going to be in Phoenix, too?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great party. Seattle is such a riot, and I'm really, really excited in this election year that we're bringing out, you know, the best version of the tour yet. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we are very, very excited. And the box office has done exploded. We may have a live birth and also a gay wedding at Chicago Sexy Liberal.
Wow. At the same time.
Hopefully involving different people.
Right. Actually, yes, two different different people entirely. But thank you for asking, yes.
Well, take that, Macklemore. I got to say, you know, when they married 34 gay couples at the Grammys, it really showed a turning point in evolution that gay people can be that shallow and get married on the Grammys. And I think that if you really want to have a gay wedding that means something, do it at a sexy liberal show on stage.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
No lip syncing.
By the by, we talked about Chris Christie last week. He got a very a chilly reception in Texas, as it turns out.
Uh-oh.
He was going there to, you know, for the Republican Governors Association yep. thing to see how, you know, if he's still viable for 2016. And it turns out. Did you see this? Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, who's running against Wendy Davis for governor, did not want to be seen with him, and neither did Rick Perry.
Wow.
They both had different things with different guys in different places. Aww.
Yep. But he got a standing ovation, don't forget, at the fundraiser he went and did for Rick Scott. And he also went on stage at the Friars Club last week and did a roast. Did you hear about this before the Super Bowl?
No.
I think it was for Boomer Esiason. They had a roast at the Friars.
He thought there was going to be chicken there. Friars.
Chris Christie was the surprise guest, and he went on stage and did a little comedy routine. And it made me look forward to the Chris Christie roast, although that won't be as funny because all the speakers will be under oath.
Hey. Yeah, he got booed, like, what, three times, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In Times Square and at some other event.
Well, he paid for it, man. He really earned it. Let me tell you something. After cutting pensions in New Jersey, after having a judge tell him he's not allowed to cut education as much as he wanted to cut education, the taxpayers of New Jersey paid $400 million for the new Meadowlands. They paid a good $18 million for this particular Super Bowl game. And then untold more millions of different subsidies. So, you know, Jersey paid for a lot for this guy, and they're 44th in job creation in the country, and I believe they're only 41st in employment. So, really, what's going to kill this guy isn't a bridge scandal, and it's not going to be the liberal media. It's going to be the fact that the Tea Party can't stand him, and it's going to be the fact that his record can't stand for itself.
Yeah, and I love this. We were just saying how hilarious this going back to high school thing is. To try to, you know, I mean, if you spent all day talking about the guys that threw gum in your hair and called you the F word for gay man in high school, you would not get anything else done, would you?
No. What I really wouldn't do is take some guy from high school and say he was my best pal for 30 years and then throw him under the bus the day he won immunity.
Did you hear this? This is the latest. It's hilarious. So one of the things he said was that he was accused by his high school social studies teacher of deceptive behavior. So as odd as all of that was, it finds out the attack isn't even true. Wildstein and the teacher in question reconciled and jointly agreed that the whole incident had been nothing more than a misunderstanding.
Wow.
So even the thing that he reached back to high school for was not even a thing.
It's this bad for Chris Christie. They asked to bring up someone's high school behavior to discredit an official that Chris Christie not only gave a job at the Port Authority to, but the man was unqualified for, they created his position. This was pure crony capitalism, and David Wildstein was an old pal, and Chris Christie made up a job he wasn't qualified for, and the taxpayers pay for it, and now Chris Christie wants you to not listen to this man because he's a horrible lying deviant. I mean, good God.
Did you see Talking Points memo?
Lone Ranger will get a sequel before he runs for president.
Talking Points memo did a timeline of Christie's evolving answers.
Also known as lies.
Yes, right, exactly. Also known as...
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yeah, exactly. Maria!
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, he's like the ultimate adulterous husband, you know? He apologizes and then spends 2 months saying why none of this is his fault.
Exactly. Maria in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maria.
Stephanie, hi. It's actually Maria. I'm terribly sorry to correct you.
That's all right.
I don't know if you remember me, but I am the unofficial stalker of the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
Yes, I do indeed remember you.
I have seen 5 shows, and I'm coming to Sexy Liberal in Chicago, and I got my VIP passes, and I can't wait to grab you.
Woo! Awesome. All right. Jim, save a special grope for Jim, won't you? All right. Thank you, honey. Yeah, she's a 5-timer. She is a Steph head from way back when. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Fridays with Bugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Fridays with sexy liberal John Fugelsang. Hello, John Fugelsang.
Hey, kid. Hello.
What's that?
Hello from Asheville, North Carolina, home of 880 The Revolution.
Yay!
They are fabulous. What do you call it? Station AM 880 The Revolution in Asheville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Love them. I have it on my iHeartRadio app.
Yes, you do.
Right.
And you listen to them.
Yes, I do indeed. John Fugel saying, so we have our first, a Dutch snowboarder is the first athlete to protest against Russia's anti-gay laws at an Olympic event.
You don't say.
Yes.
Of course, that Dutch boy will not have a dike to put a finger in.
What? But the Dutch boy with the thing,
right.
With the berm.
Right.
I really am curious to see what kind of gay protests we're going to be getting.
Yeah, she's one of Cheryl Mass, one of six openly gay athletes at the games, made the protest at the ladies' slopestyle event. Oh, that's that overly dangerous snowboarding event. After finishing her run, she approached the camera and showed off her rainbow and unicorn decorated gloves before walking off defiantly.
Cool.
Come on, girl.
Wow.
She's married to a Norwegian former snowboarder.
Hey there, ho there.
Right.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
I don't think, I'm not comparing Putin to Hitler frivolously here, but I don't think he realizes that because of his machodom, he's setting himself up historically to be the 21st century Hitler with a couple of dozen rainbow-colored Jesse Owens making him look really bad.
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right, I figured out how to work the phones. Hang on, here we go. Buddy in Columbus, you're on with John. Hi, Buddy.
Hey, lady.
Hello.
Hey, lady.
Hi. Hey, Lady Mayor.
Hey, just real quick on the guy who said, hey, lady.
Yes.
And that was so sexist. It was amazing. And then afterwards, he was saying, oh, I wasn't being sexist. I was like, yeah.
I didn't mean to be sexist to the little lady mayor.
And, hey, Mama, everybody's got to get to read the January National Geographic. They have a thing on Sochi.
Yes.
It's like crazy on steroids. And real quick, the guy who invented the downhill ski industry there, he got a motor from a boat that was on the Black Sea and used it to run a cable and over time developed a ski area. And then a few years ago when they were starting with the Olympics, Putin sent some of his friends down to visit the guy and invited him to take a plane ride, and they flew up to Moscow. And when they got to Moscow, the guy decided he wanted to sell his ski resort to this conglomerate. And he's interviewing the article, and he goes, I really didn't see it as a choice of whether or not I wanted to sell.
Interesting.
And it's just, there's like a 40% graft rate. It's in the middle of like eight
only
or nine 40? Different civil conflicts and everything. But
who doesn't think a ski resort with palm trees is a good idea?
Well, no, his ski resort is north and east, is up in the mountains, and it does get snow.
Yeah.
But, you know, despite the fact that, you know, this has cost $50 billion and a lot of that's graft, it doesn't hold a candle to what Bush and Cheney did with Iraq. I mean, that was $3 trillion.
Yeah.
They were loading pallet loads of $100 bills and putting them on helicopters and flying them off. And afterwards, I don't know where that went.
Yeah, who does graft?
The difference is oil money is paying for this Olympics. Oil money was supposed to pay for our incursion into Iraq.
Wow. Yes, mm-hmm. I remember that version of events. Hey, by the way, you'll be shocked to know, Jim, or John, that they apparently are not going to be able to get immigration done. This Congress has gotten so much done. John Boehner yesterday.
There's widespread doubt about whether this administration can be trusted to enforce our laws.
Right, his fault.
And it's going to be difficult to move any immigration legislation until that changes.
I see.
This press conference was amazing. I've never heard John Boehner, and I'm saying I've never heard him pack so many lies to such a short statement.
Yeah, deportations up under Obama, and there's, of course, he's going, we can't do immigration because Obama.
Well, he won't
enforce the border.
He used executive orders as the reason they can't trust this press. He's only speaking to imbeciles.
Right.
He's only speaking to get through the press conference and make it to happy hour.
Right back with more John Fugel saying on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That is one skanky looking co-core.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Would you like me to play it again for you?
Okay.
Yes. Stephanie Miller.
That is one skanky looking co-core.
Oh, good. I'm glad I heard that.
Yeah.
All right.
Dr. Phil.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. I was just reading more, Jim, about the lesbian snowboarder.
No.
Right. She's Dutch. She was the first athlete to protest against Russia's anti-gay laws. She made the protest at the ladies' slope style event. I think I've done that one. Okay. I'm just saying. It sounds,
you being a famous lesbian and
it
all.
It just sounds dirty.
Yeah.
All right. It's just as an amateur, though. Hi, John Fugel. Saying you're back.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've been talking about Sochi, obviously, all morning. I think you've heard all about the hotels not being ready, right?
Yes.
No, you know, roofs. They said there's something, don't use the water on your face, not the face.
Because there's something dangerous.
Something very dangerous in it. Don't let the water touch you. But there is one hotel.
Do not bleed all beneath my spa. This is Tom Boputin for Motel Sochi. As you prepare to travel to most excellent Winter Olympics ever to be held in Russia, be sure to remember that only one major hotel chain give you room for less rubles than the rest. At Motel Sochi, we have lobby, hallway, room, heater, sink, and toilet. Many of these in same hotel. We have saying in Russia, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Also, if it is broke, don't fix it. And if you're tired from Aeroflot flight, or possibly 3-hour cab ride in Russian Trabant car, you will be glad to settle in comfortable room, which you will save money on if you help us paint it. So come enjoy most magnificent stay at Motel Sochi. If we have electricity, we leave light on for you.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
I will give Putin credit for one thing. He's heard the complaints about the water, and he's offered to import cleaner water from West Virginia.
Yeah, there you go. I almost collided with you on that.
And the Onion has a headline this morning. Russian officials promise low death toll for Olympics.
Awesome.
Yay.
And that's just the slope style event.
Yes.
My God. Yeah, they have something in common with the Tea Party Republicans. They don't believe in infrastructure either. So, and we were saying that John Boehner, you watched the press conference, John, right?
Yes.
He said, as much as they've gotten so much done, it's exhausting. They do not think they'll be able to get anything done on immigration because Obama,
of course.
As usual.
Obama.
Right. Representative Steve Cantaloupe Calves Sting is king yesterday.
We can't touch it now. We can't touch it with a president that is only can be trusted to do that which is in his political benefit.
What does that have to do with anything? It's in your political benefit to not have Latinos hate your 18th century party.
Yes.
Yeah. The Boehner said there's widespread doubt about whether this administration can be trusted to enforce our laws. What is he talking about? Deportations are up under Obama.
He's talking about executive orders. He's talking about executive orders, which Obama has done less of than anyone.
And by the way,
to realize.
What about George W. and all his signing statements? Remember those? Him just saying, I'm not going to do this law.
I don't like it.
These guys are too stupid to realize that if nothing happens on immigration reform, the Democratic Party wins. It's really simple. You have half the Republican Party who knows they can't retake the White House without at least 60 to 70% of the Latino vote, and the other half who doesn't care because if they're seen as being soft on brown people, they'll get primaried by a Tea Party challenger. So you're not going to see anything happen in the GOP. It's their civil war. They're blaming it on Obama, and Obama can be the guy who fought for 3 years for immigration reform when John Boehner finally said no, even though the Senate passed the Gang of Eight plan.
Yep.
This thing is better than disco, and Obama won.
The president yesterday.
For the immigrants who want to step out of the shadows and become a full member of our American family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Chuck Schumer talking about the Boehner's rebellious caucus.
He's in a very difficult position. He is trying to figure out, in my judgment, a way to get this done without his caucus or too many in his caucus rebelling.
And Senator Harry Reid on the very same
another subject. Republican who can't control his own caucus.
There you go. Hey.
We have the Republicans always talking about doing something about the deficit. Immigration reform is $1 trillion to the good. They outlined a principle of immigration. Well, I guess today decided they have no principles that relates to immigration.
By the way, did you see Boehner also address the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations? He did not rule out the possibility to passing a clean bill, but said House Republicans are still considering what, if any, concessions to request from the president in exchange for increasing the nation's borrowing limit. He said, we're still looking for pieces to this puzzle, Boehner said. So, again, John, again, we may be going through this hostage crisis.
He is the orange gringo, and this is... I predicted this on Viewpoint a year ago. And by the way, this is the Gang of Eight plan from the Senate for Immigration Reform, a crappy plan, in my opinion. It forces people who've been living, working below minimum wage for years in this country to pay thousands of dollars in fines. They have to wait a dozen years for this path of citizenship to pay off.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks who probably just continue hiding out.
Exactly.
But it was a plan. And the Democrats had something that was co-signed by Republicans in the Senate, and now Republicans own the fact that there's no immigration reform, and they are chasing Latinos away harder than they're chasing away women and gays. It's amazing to watch the party construct like this. Barry Goldwater would never have let this happen.
Yeah. Shelley in Sheboygan. Hey. Hi, Shelley.
Good morning,
Hi.
Stephanie. Good morning, Mooks.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
You're probably not even from there, right?
Pardon me?
You're probably not even from there. You just knew I would take the call if it said, from Sheboygan. Right?
No, I am calling seriously because I wish I could be in Lansing where, as we speak, our president is about to touch down to sign the farm bill today. And one of the interesting things that I heard this morning was that our dear governor, I think this is kind of the Chris Christie effect that's kind of, you know, spreading, if you will, all the way back to Michigan, because our governor has decided that he's too busy to show up to see a bill that affects a huge part of this state's, you know, GDP or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I just thought it was very interesting that he had decided he did, you know, and it's like, oh, so because Chris Christie and the Sandy effect, you know, do you think because you're running for re-election?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it just seems odd that he couldn't find. He's in Lansing.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Scott Walker is?
No. This is Rick Snyder.
Oh, great. Governor Snyder doesn't have.
This
I got
is Michigan.
It.
Michigan.
Okay.
There's a Sheboygan in Michigan. We spell it with a C.
Oh.
That's why I was confused, because I meant Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Okay. I see.
There's a Sheboygan, Michigan, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Duly noted.
Thank you. Okay, Wayne in Spokane, you're on with John. Hi, Wayne.
Hello, good morning, beautiful American girl, or as we say in Sochi, Доброе утро, красивая девочка.
Thank you.
I hope that wasn't anything
Sochi
dirty.
Sochi in 2007, my wife is Russian, I spent a lot of time there.
Okay.
Really a beautiful town. The reason they had it there, that was the premier destination before the Iron Curtain fell for vacations, and it's cute and quaint. They could have done so much with that money, and they just totally blew it. But, you know, like Los Angeles is tropical and very close to certain ski resorts. It's kind of similar.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, call Big Bear a ski resort.
It's the same latitude as, like, Detroit.
Wow.
So it's really cold there, but yeah.
What is Krasivoya? I know Devochka.
Krasivoya, that's beautiful.
Ah, Krasivoya.
Oh, my friend, before I forget, anyone else homosexual in Sochi, you have problem? Remember this phrase. Я тебя ненавижу и ваше лицо как задница. This Russian for I hate you and your face like ass.
That's great.
Thank you.
I just hate you and I hate your ass face.
Спасибо.
All right. Awesome. Well, now we know. And so that happened, John.
It's going to be a riot. I'm enjoying the Olympics. Anything to distract from how depressing it is here. So that's fine.
What kind of a riot? Maybe a pussy riot?
Hey.
Because...
Are you done?
I'll just be over here.
All right. John, speaking of, we were talking about Chris Christie. Nobody wants to show up for a photo op with him. You know, since it might look inopportune later, should he be, you know, prison stripes or whatever at some point. The president, they're saying President Obama has told Senate Democrats he's willing to stay away from election battles where his presence might not be helpful. you know, because obviously, I mean, it just kills me, John. I feel like we've got so many accomplishments to run on, but, you know, keeping the Senate is really important. And sadly, there are some states where, you know, the president's approval rating is not good, right?
Well, yeah, and nor is the, you know, and the Democrats haven't done anything to counter. I mean, you've got the most inept, awful Republican Party, and they've still got a messaging problem. And, you know, Rachel Maddow and you, Stephanie, can't do all the heavy lifting for them. So, you know, it should be easy to slam dunk the Republicans, but the problem is they have done such a great job of making it so unpleasant to work in Congress that you've got Democrats dropping off like flies, and no one wants to run again for their own seats. So at this point, anything is up for grabs, and I'd like to believe that something really good will happen for the president, that maybe the Affordable Care Act will make health care more affordable for more people. But, you know, there's still problems with that. And in the meantime, I can only hope that Chris Christie manages to be on the face of the GOP, because I still think Christie can overcome this. I think if right. nothing sticks to him, he will sell himself as having been the, you know, the victor over the liberal media that tried to drag him down. And I maintain that Chris Christie can still climb any mountain with the aid of several dozen Sherpas.
Oh, I could tell you were going somewhere with that. Yeah, you know, by the way, Kathy Chuck Norris Rogers, the is that her name?
Kathy McMorris Rogers.
Right, who gave the State of the Union Republican response. It turns out, oh, dear, she faces ethics charges.
Ethics charge, not ethics.
Right.
You said charges. Ethics charges.
Well, there's that, too. Right. Yes. She may become the subject of a health ethics committee investigation. A former staffer has accused her of using official funds as opposed to campaign funds for her House leadership race, uh-oh. Which she won by a slim margin. Oh, dear. So
that's too bad. I thought she had the best GOP response of all 20.
Hi! Yeah, and by the way, the person that she highlighted as her Obamacare horror story, John, of course, like most others, did you see that fell apart completely? The woman, though, was her name, Betty, that, oh, my premiums are going to go up $700. Well, it turns out she wouldn't even go on the, I'm not going on that Obamacare website. And it turns out, you know, she would have done much better. That they can't even, and that's the one they researched to use?
It's incredible.
Yes.
But, you know, again, they're in the bubble. It's like another form of fundamentalist religion where facts can't be entertained because they don't conform to what I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know. The GOP really dropped the ball because they should have been the ones leading the fight for health care reform. If the GOP had wanted to get a public option because they're patriots and they care about America and Christian values and they want to save lives, the GOP could have called it the American Freedom and Protection for Baby Puppies and Bible Law, and they would have had a 24-hour propaganda news network, and they could have had the public option passed 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They didn't want to.
Yeah.
The president can't use the lack of Medicaid expansion against the Republicans.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do, because there are people who are going to die because these GOP governors won't take more Medicare
funds. You know, and John, we had Jackie Schechner in here last week, and we're having her on once a week from now on to do, you know, Healthcare Corner. But she was saying that, you know, you have to be very careful not to, you know, it's insurance companies that are doing a lot of this stuff that then, of course, they can conveniently blame on Obamacare. For instance, she said insurance companies are the ones that are, you know, narrowing networks, you know, this whole, like, you can't see your same doctor or hospital to keep premiums down. Like, they're saying, oh, well, people want lower premiums, so we're going to narrow the network so it doesn't. And then people go, oh, it's the president's fault.
Well, but you know what? The big rap on the ACA was that it was a giveaway to insurance companies and wasn't hard enough on them. A lot of them were really happy about this because they were scheming on ways to make more money from the very beginning, along with Big Pharma. And now we see that happening. And, you know, I only hope that we can, if the law needs to be amended to make sure these abuses can't continue, they can, because the GOP has a great racket now. If your insurance company jacks up your rates, be sure to blame Obama and never blame your insurance company.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we should have had single payer.
Yeah, thank you very
Medicare
much.
Medicare for all.
Yes. 49 minutes after the hour, right back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Fugle saying on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 54 minutes after the hour. Some people do find us irresistible. You know, they cannot get enough. And you know what became available?
What?
Just today.
What?
Well, I think
now the Stephanie Miller Show is on TV.
There is nothing wrong with your television set.
And now you can enjoy on-demand Steph, Jim, and Chris in video.
Do not attempt to adjust the picture.
It's a one-hour best-of commercial-free version of the Stephanie Miller Show on Free Speech TV.
Television is most certainly here to stay.
Only $9.95 a month or $79.40 if you buy a year in advance.
Ooh.
To sign up, just go to stephaniemiller.com/register.
Because you're on television, dummy.
Stephanie.
Yay! Okay, thank you, Rockin' Out, Mike. Speaking of people made for television, almost too beautiful to be believed, John Fugelsang, sexy liberal, normally in the New York Bureau, in Asheville, North Carolina, helping Clay Aiken get elected to Congress, hopefully.
Actually, it's my mom's birthday. That's why I'm down here.
Oh,
you know, Clay.
You're adorable.
Are you taking her to Bouchon, the official French restaurant of the Stephanie Miller Show?
I might have to do that. We're having a big party. My mom is turning 80.
Aww.
And as you know, my mom is in poor health, so everyone's come down to see her, and I wanted to get a chance to have poor phone reception in the freezing mountains. So it's all
that's awesome.
But I am on the Katie Couric show today, I think at 3 o'clock, where most good syndications are found. So
oh, cool.
That.
Awesome. I don't know when you're going back to New York, but why am I not in New York for this? New York was not good to me. Closing restaurant asked customers to help drink 1,300 bottles of wine.
Oh,
wow.
I could help. In Oteca, it's an Italian restaurant in Manhattan's Lower East Side.
All right.
Right. The restaurant invited the public to come help drink through their 1,300 deeply discounted bottles of fine wine in its famed cellar.
Wow.
And they're having free liver transplants at the back door.
Awesome. Awesome.
Luckily, Billy Joel showed up.
Hey. By the way, so we talked, John, about the GOP autopsy and, you know, their outreach. We just heard that they're probably not going to get immigration reform done. They're trying to outreach. This is how they try to outreach to minorities. Did you see this story? Republican Senator from Kansas, Pat Roberts.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Did you see this? He's President Obama's nominee to be the next Surgeon General is it happens to be of Indian heritage.
Right.
So during a Senate hearing on his confirmation, Roberts asked the doctor whether he'd ever visited his home state of Kansas. He said, "I have not, sir, but I would love to come." Roberts said, "Well, good. I'm going to invite you because we have a lovely doctor from India. She's in her mid-30s, and she's highly respected by the community.
Oh.
And another doctor from India that did my carpal tunnel surgery when I did a stupid thing. So I think you'd be right at home, and we would welcome you."
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You mean Native American?
Well, that's going to really hurt that guy with conservative Kansas voters.
Yeah. I love this, the addendum here. His staff does not allow him to use Twitter, which I think might be wise. I think that might be wise.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's like, you know, the classic, like, oh, you're gay? I know another gay person you probably like.
Yeah, you two
would
be
black?
Perfect together.
I know a black person.
I know someone from the same continent.
Yeah, exactly. John Fugelsang.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Can I do one more plug?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
I'm in Asheville now, and I'm on Katie this afternoon, but on Sunday night, I will be in San Francisco closing Sketchfest, doing a very special show. If anyone saw my debate with Jamie Kilstein about God and religion and atheism on Kamau Bell, we're doing a live version of it with the great Rick Overton as our moderator.
Yay.
And that's this Sunday night in San Francisco at Sketchfest. So come on down and see us.
Awesome. Cool. And then, of course, sexyliberal.com, Chicago, the big show just announced today in April. Hurry, get those tickets. And the next up, very first show, Phoenix, next Saturday with Jim Ward, Chris Lavoie, John Fugelsang, Carlos Elsrocky, whole new show in 2014. Love you, John Fugelsang. Can't wait to see you in Phoenix and see you on the show next week.
Have a great weekend, kids.
All right,
great
honey.
Show today.
You too. Thank you, honey. See you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.